What's up, everybody? It's Looch with the Voice of One Wheel and the Voice of One Wheel podcast that blows your mind every Tuesday, sometime after the show's over. So it was a lot of fun today because we gave away a pair of Boulder Denim jeans. We gave away a Craft and Ride Spectrum magnetic fender. And we are still giving away a Loeno box of stuff worth $50 that you can still win. So tune in here and stay until the end of the episode so you can find out where you can post your comment to put yourself in the running for the Loeno box of stuff. It's got a t-shirt, it's got a hat, it's got some fun little trinkets that will bring a smile to your face and, of course, support an awesome vendor that's helping us do a lot of what we do over here. So if you like what we do, support Loeno, support all of the vendors that made Thursday happen, because the One Wheel of Treasure was a blast. This one's a lot of fun, folks. Matt Moses is giving away a One Wheel trip for two, and we do a lot more than that, so just have fun with the Voice of One Wheel from TTR Studios. Welcome back, folks! All right, we got it. Man, Belly, are you okay?
No.
What is the matter with you?
I'm gonna have an aneurysm.
Jesus!
YouTube and Restream are gonna cause me all kinds of stress.
Oh my God, welcome to the show, everybody. Voice of One Wheel on TTR Studios. There's a lot to do because we've got a lot of games left over to play from the One Wheel of Treasure. It was a huge hit on Thursday night this past week. We've still got to give away today on this show. I've got a Craft and Ride Spectrum magnetic fender. I've got a set of Boulder Denim jeans. They make your ass
look great.
You damn right they do. And I've also got a Loeno box of stuff. $50 value coming in hot. It'll probably make you laugh, and we're giving all of this away today. But along with that, Belly, we've got Matt Moses coming on, and what is he going to tell us?
He's got a trip to give away. And we got to give that away.
Like, we're becoming a whore of giving stuff out, is what this show is becoming. We're just giving you a whole bunch of shit to say thank you.
Can I just take a minute?
And I'm really just proud to say thank you. Yeah, pat ourselves on the back.
Because we're giving away a pint.
Boom! We hit 1,000, so thank you. That's as much of a victory for you guys as it is for us. Not because somebody's going to win a pint, but you guys got us here. We didn't do this. I mean, really, this is just touchdown from the social media lounge. Good morning. Belly, don't even worry about it. It's all good. We don't even have a title on Facebook today, which should say, win a one-wheel trip for two from Matt Moses. Guys, I'm serious. This is going to be on the edge of like Tennessee and North Carolina, the mountains right near Asheville, what you're used to in Float Life Fest 3, and 1, 2, and whatever. So if you can make this, I want you to enjoy this. This is going to be a trip for two. You choose the dates. Doesn't even have to be a weekend. Can be. It can be during the week. You pick two nights. He's going to build a one-wheel trip around this. You get five meals. You get a whole lot of one-wheeling and backcountry trails, every kind of terrain for every type of rider you can never have ridden before. They'll teach you what to do. You can bring a spouse. You can bring whoever. Go have some fun. Just make sure if you win this, it's something that you'll be able to use. And if it's not, obviously you can pass it on. But we'll play that in a way where it's like, call us right now. So what I need you to do, it's okay. What I need you to do, Clyde will fix that. Thank you. There's some sound coming on in the green room TV because obviously Clyde's just back there kicking it. He's got the cameras ready to go. That's okay. But what I did want to tell you is you're going to need to Skype in for that. Okay, you're going to need to play some games with us like we did on the One Wheel of Treasure later in this show. So make sure you have Skype. I don't mind if you leave for a second. Go do whatever you got to do. Grab the app, Skype, create a username, and what you're searching for is LoochDog. That is us, LucDogg. That is me, LucDogg. Skype us when we ask for it, not right now. And that's how you'll play for the trip for two. It's coming at the end. We'll talk to Matt Moses at about 12:40. We've got so much to get to, though. But before we do anything else, absolutely, people want to know, how do I win the pint? Cool. Congratulations. Now, how do I win? Right? And I'm happy for him, Belly.
And we got to give people a chance.
Absolutely.
We can't just give it away today.
Yeah, not going to do it today because some people don't even know what they're doing. They don't know how to win, and that's fine. I get that. What you're going to do, okay, you're going to head over to voiceofonewheel.com. Belly, can you show them what is on the screen? As you scroll down, you'll see it from the top. If you can scroll up, it's just, you know, right now a black box. But if you scroll down, there's a win a one-wheel pint, okay? And all you have to do is put in basically your name and email address, and you're registered. One time per person, it's going to populate a list. Belly will hit copy, and then he will hit paste inside the one-wheel picker that we did on Thursday night. And we'll have a hand come in on next week's show. It's just going to go down, and it's going to pick randomly out of that hat. So your name has to be in that. To get your name in that, make sure you head over to voiceofonewheel.com, scroll down, enter to win the pint.
You have 1 week, and let's set the deadline for
12:30.
No, I...
Oh!
In the middle of the show, I'm going to smack the hell out of you. No, I was going to say the deadline to enter is going to have to be
Monday at midnight.
Monday at midnight. So going into Tuesday...
Monday at midnight Pacific time. Yep. That's fine. That's fair.
We'll stop the contest Monday Pacific time.
Yeah, because we're not going to do any. We're just going to do it Tuesday morning. So
exactly.
That's fine.
Exactly. So we're going to populate our list, create our box, put all the names that are in that box by midnight.
It's just copy and paste. So just make sure that your name is in there. And we're going to make sure that I don't think you can even enter yourself twice. So don't even try. We're going to go through and pick any of them out. So don't create extra work for us, please. Clyde's got enough to do. Now, big stuff to do today. Like, we're giving away the jeans. We're doing all that. That's fun. But can we just take a second and say, man, Thursday was fun.
Thursday was a hell of a lot and of fun. Special thanks to the live social media lounge we had.
Well, live social media lounge. Studio. But I wanted to thank these people down here because the vendors are the ones that made this happen. Okay? Like, you got to make sure to support these people because I have a lot of people saying, hey, you should do that. You should do that once a month. You should do that every show. You can make that its own show. And I'm like, wait a minute. First of all, that could get old real quick. I want to make sure we make this special. I want it to be something that's fun. And unique. But, Belly, the other thing is, like, we can't do it without prizes. And there's no way I'm going to hit these awesome people up every single week or month if it's not worth their time. So if you guys liked that show on Thursday, like, I need to see the metrics to do it again. I need to see that it's worthwhile for our vendors to do this so that I feel comfortable enough asking them to give us more stuff to give away. So if you had fun with it, if you want it to become a thing, make sure you support the people that you see running on the scroll all throughout the show. And of course, there's other vendors too that I don't want to alienate. These are the ones that gave it away and helped us out this time. And if you want to be a part of it next time, that's cool. But you guys out there that are listening, show them some love with your wallets and with your purchases. I'm so pumped about my Swerve shirt right now. I'm digging it. I'm digging it.
I've got one of my faves.
It's comfy.
On.
Yeah, one woman, one wheel over there. We want to make sure we spread the stoke around too. So
now, someone in the social media lounge.
What are they saying right now? Hello, everyone.
Thursday was awesome. You guys kicked it. Give yourself.
Touchdown! Well, thank you. Thank you very much. No, it was hard, and we didn't drink that much. I didn't. Show them your sign. Is it still up?
Which sign?
Do you have your sign over there?
Oh, no, I changed it. Yeah. I wrote down today's notes on my sign.
Yeah, at one point, Belly just held up a whiteboard and said, social media lounge, bring Belly a beer.
Yeah, Belly needs a beer.
That was awesome.
Yep, and it worked out great. The social media lounge, shout out to Chris Jakes
now
for bringing those beers to me.
Yeah, that was good on him. Belly, was that hard to do? Or is that we're gonna tell you about the Leaf Tech in a second and who won that, and then we'll get to the prizes. So just stay tuned. But, Belly, how was that? Was that hard to do on your end the other day? Or
I think
can
once
you do
we
it again?
Figured out how to do it and got our groove into it, I think we crushed it. But, yeah, it took a minute to kind of get into that mindset. Now, I think we can always be better. That's the mindset you should always take into anything you're working on or doing. I think we can always do it better. We will find out ways to do it better, but we really just knocked it out of the park on
that
the first
fun,
try.
That was fun, man. I thought, yeah. I'm trying to pull up a... voicemail that was left to us. There it is.
Yep.
And I do have that now. So there are some questions about who won the Leaf Tech. Let me tell you right now, it was one woman, one wheel. And some people weren't sure. I said, if you're not going to ride it, pass it along. If you're going to enjoy it for even one iota of a second, then take it and enjoy it. Apparently, Mandy was trying to call in and let us know this. But we were too busy having fun with the people. This is what she said about winning the Leaf Tech.
Hey, this is Mandy McFly. Oh, my God. I put my phone down to, like, pack for a camping trip for 10 minutes, and I won a Leaf Tech. Like, what? Is this a joke? Thank you, guys. Seriously, I am stoked to try it out and see what it's about, and I'll probably be better at it than Lunchbox.
Shots fired, Belly.
Yeah, she's coming right at you,
She's coming for me. She probably will be better at it than me because I'm not very good at it myself. But, yeah, it is absolutely going to Amanda Thompson. Congratulations. Got the Leaf Tech randomly picked out of the picker. I know. You know what's cool about this, Belly? I think, and I didn't even think about this, like Skylar or Ortega, like all the Boston riders, I think, are excited because now they're all going to get to try it. It might become like the Boston board. How cool is that? It's exactly what I wanted from that. Somewhere to give it a good home.
And that's what you did.
I mean, give it a good home.
We know Mandy's a good home.
Oh, for sure. But so take care of it, Mandy. Give it a good name. It's all yours. I haven't named it yet. It's a virgin. You do whatever you want with it.
She was a double winner on Thursday. She also won the Swerve shirt.
Yeah. And then this one?
I don't know which one she got. I know she got a Swerve shirt.
I look like I'm like buried in this. Hey, everybody.
But we also had winners like Copy won,
Drew Hanna like hijacked the show until he won.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Neil Baumgartner, Brian Lindenbaum, Carl, Marhoffer. We had so many people. Jake Tuckle, my buckle.
New hero of the show. Love that kid. He was
Taylor Fairley.
No. Hold on. That kid only called in so that he could hopefully win the Craft Spectrum Magnetic Fender, I believe, for his friend. He said, my friend needs a fender. I'm really hoping to win it for him. How cool is that?
Yeah.
Love that kid. And all of those winners. Congratulations. And again, just thank you to all of these vendors who made this happen. So, guys, make sure you support them. Now, I do have a clip from the Patrons Only podcast. It was fun this week because Parker Tony Steck joined us. I don't know if you guys realize this, but all of the games that we're about to play to give away the rest of the stuff, it's all made by him. And he's been using this for like his own business, and he's got like 60 of these games to give away. And we talked to him on this week's Patrons Only podcast. It was a lot of fun.
All right, we're back here for the Patron Only podcast. I'm with Luch and Parker today. We've got a special guest, so let's get
into it.
Parker, yes. What's up, man?
Not much. I'm just excited to be on this podcast. This one's the fun one to listen to.
Yeah,
these
right?
Ones are great, too. This one's
we're going to talk about what went down on Thursday night.
Is this the fun one? I'm curious. I've never heard that before.
Well, I joined the Patreon just so I could listen to these because I like behind-the-scenes stuff. I find it really interesting to hear all that, so I'm excited to be on this one.
It was a lot of fun talking to him. So if you want to check that out, it's over at our page on patreon.com/TTR Studios LLC. Once again, patreon.com/TTR Studios LLC. I don't have time. I have no more time. Let's go. Let's give some shit away. I got 20 minutes to give away three awesome things. You're getting a Lueno box. You're getting... No. Wait a minute.
The best damn jeans for your ass.
That's
in
true.
The land.
From Boulder Denim Jeans. And of course, a Craft and Ride Spectrum Magnetic Fender, which if you say it three times fast, I will give it to you for free.
Oh, no, don't say that.
I'm already giving it to them for free. Belly?
Well, they're just going to start calling and saying, Spectrum Magnetic Fender, Spectrum Magnetic Fender, Spectrum Magnetic Fender.
That's close. That's pretty good. But they are so worth it. So enjoy. Now, we wanted to do one of these for the people who can't do this live today. Because it sucks. Not everybody can make it live. People work. Like, we did the giveaways at night so that hopefully everybody can be there. So the Lueno box of stuff will be given away to whoever leaves. We're going to pick a random comment after this show. If you leave a comment on this page, they have random comment pickers that I can just enter the URL of this video, and it'll just randomly pick a comment. And so what I want you to do is, if you're watching this afterwards, if you'd like to win the Lueno box of stuff, it's going to make you laugh, and you're going to enjoy it. It's a $50 value. Comment on this show below, down in the comments, your favorite vendor and why. I want to hear your favorite vendor and why, and we'll randomly generate a comment picker, and that person will win the Lueno box of stuff. But if you want to win the Boulder Denim Jeans, let's go. What, Belly? What are we doing?
Before we get into winning things, I just want to make clear. If you won on Thursday, do you get a chance to win today?
Absolutely not. First time, long time. No. First time winners only. First time winners only today.
So I know if you're, I have the list here. If you try calling in to win something.
No messing around.
I know who won.
Don't start with me.
Nope.
I ain't having it. And if you try to hijack the show, I swear to God, Drew Hanna, I'm kicking you out.
He already won.
I love that kid.
Already won.
He was really cool. All right. So let's do, if we can. Yes, I know. I hear it too. What is that? Get that out of here. Get that out of here. Now, Belly, would you like to Skype? Would you like a phone call? What would you like? You're running this.
Let's get one Skype.
Skype me right now to play for the Boulder Denim Jeans. Your ass will look great. That's what everybody says. Skype us right now. Luchdog is the name. LUCDOGG. You will play along on a fun game. Good luck. You will win a set of Boulder Denim Jeans. They're awesome, man. Who's Toast Genius? Toast Genius, you're on the line. Hello there.
What's going on?
Who is this? What's your name? Where are you from?
It's Aaron Knowles.
Aaron Knowles, get the hell out of here. What's up, buddy? Where are you?
I'm in Germany still, man. I'm getting ready to come back home.
All right, very good. Can you hit your video button? We want to see you.
Yeah, hold on. Let me see if I can figure this bad boy out.
Oh, here he comes. There he is. No way. Belly, make it happen. I don't know my buttons anymore. Oh, look at this guy. Aaron Knowles joins the show, ladies and gentlemen. What's up, man?
What's going on? Long time no see.
Yeah, dude. What are you doing over in Germany, and how is it different than here?
Well, as I told you, I think a couple episodes ago when I called in, remember, one-wheeling is still very illegal over here. And so, you know, like I'm actually getting rated to PCS to Kentucky, Tennessee area. So I've been checking out those groups. And I'm looking forward to riding with those, like the Nashville group. And I'm just really excited to get back to the States. My board is actually already back in the States with one of my friends.
Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable.
He's ready to rock.
I know he is.
I bet you he doesn't get off the board for at least 2 days straight.
Got to get you riding in. Are you, did you watch on Thursday night? Were you able to see it?
Did he free? Oh, I think he might have frozen.
What happened?
I think he might have froze.
Get him back. Hit end. I need him in my life. Yeah, just call him back. Let's see if we can do that. I'll filibuster. That's fine.
He's got to play a game.
He's got games to play.
Oh, man.
There we go. Stunk. No. We got you.
You're good, man.
You're good, man. So, Aaron, were you able to watch on Thursday night? Do you know how this is about to work?
I did not. I was not able to join in.
Okay. Well, Belly, are you ready? Do you have the wheel? Is it all good to go and all of that? So I'll put it on me. Let's do this. Now, Aaron, what we're going to do is we're going to have you spin a wheel. It's the one wheel of treasure. So what you'll do, Belly will spin it. And then
hopefully I can launch
it. Yeah, if he can launch it. And then we'll have you hit stop. You're going to tell us when to stop the wheel. So let's see what's going on. Belly, just tell us what's happening right now. Are you okay?
I can't log in right now. It's weird. This is what's going on.
No. No way. For real?
Yeah, that ain't good.
All right. Well, let's go to the trivia then.
Trivia it is. If I can play that game.
I think it's just going to have to be us.
Yep.
All right, so behind the scenes, we're not able to log in, are we? Do you have it?
Yeah, but we're going to have to use trivia for the phone when we do it.
Either way, that's fine. All right, so this is us figuring shit out on the
fly. I don't know what's happening with my computer. It's being a dumbass.
It's all good, man. We're going to play a quick game with you. Yeah, now, do you have any favorite games from Thursday's show?
He didn't watch Thursday's show.
He might have saw some of it. Catch him back up later.
No, unfortunately.
You set that up.
Man, I was hoping, because if you had a favorite game like Extreme June Counting, hopefully we could.
That
play.
Was fun. If you didn't see it, go back and watch. But what are we doing here? You gotta tell me what we're doing. Are we doing trivia?
If we should save trivia for the phone call.
Just tell me what we're doing. I got nothing.
Then we're Extreme June
Counting. I can't even see it over here. Aaron, hang out, buddy.
We're doing trivia.
Am I supposed to hit the share screen thing?
No, you're fine.
Oh.
So we're doing trivia because that's the only thing that we have access to right now. Apparently we're locked out of the other games. That's okay. So, all right, that's fine. Where did Aaron, let's do this with you. Do you know that?
Nope.
This sucks. He's not going to know these. I just want to give it to him anyway. Can you just tell me what?
I knew that last one. I knew they're made out of, I can't see all the options though. I know that they're made out of, what's that? Can I see the other options? I can only see A and B.
So we're going to...
Are the people watching this? Can the people see this?
The people can see this.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, let's do this thing. Clunky AF.
All right, we're going to read you the question. You're going to give us the answer.
What do you got? Right. Let's see. Here's the question.
As long as I get it up. That's what she said?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Lueno makes float plates out of what material? Lueno makes float plates out of what material, Aaron?
A, carbon fiber.
Yeah, thanks.
B, plastic resin. C, porcelain. Or D, steel.
Oh, I know that it's porcelain because in their box that they're donating and that they sent Mandy, she showed off some porcelain repair kit.
I think that's the correct answer. We've got a winner.
All right, very good. Congratulations, Aaron. Come on down. You get yourself a pair of Boulder denim jeans. Fantastic.
I'll be there in 10 hours.
Be there in 10 hours. You give us a place to ship it, we'll get it to you.
I love it. Congratulations, right, man.
Your ass is going to look great.
Yeah, it really is. Have you? Do you know about these jeans, man? Have you heard about them?
I've heard so much about them. And, Belly, just so you know, my ass already looks great.
So you don't even need them.
Doesn't even need them.
You're going to love them anyway.
Like, great ass squared.
You'll love them, dude. They're super stretchy. They're really good. They're going to get you laid. That's what everybody's saying. So enjoy from Boulder Denim Jeans. All right, Aaron, we'll talk to you soon, bud. All right, there he goes. Awesome. Okay, very good. Aaron Knowles is
calling all the way
winner.
From Germany and yeah. Winning in Germany.
That's exciting. Bradley's like, sweet.
You've just listened to another production from TTR Studios.
Look who it is.
If you like what we do here, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to TTR Studios on YouTube. And if you feel like becoming part of what we do here or receiving bonus content and gear, jump on over to patreon.com/TTR Studios LLC and join TTR Nation. And for all of us here at TTR Studios, we'll see
you
in the social media lounge later, folks.
No, I was working here right now.
That's awesome.
I was watching, I was like, oh, shoot.
Boom. Got it.
You guys have a free account now, so that's my fault.
You're amazing.
You're all good,
thank
man.
You, man. What,
we appreciate
can you,
it.
Can you
for
just
sure.
can you just tease what's in the box of stuff so that people yeah. know what they can what they should be commenting for?
Okay, so it's the Lueno hat. It's gonna be a Lueno shirt, taco holder, and then all the little Lueno products like the H2O prevention kit, and a bunch of other fun little bits and pieces. That I'm adding to it.
Literally.
Very good.
Tons of stuff from other vendors, too. They've been sending me stuff to put in the box, like a bunch of stickers and all that stuff.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, man.
Awesome. All right. Well, then definitely comment below. I want to hear who your favorite vendor is and why. We will randomly pick one, and he, this guy, will send you a box of stuff. Thanks, Parker.
SwerveClothing.com. See ya.
Showing the love. I love it. Okay. So that threw us off completely.
That's
and
all good.
Now we know what's going on. Behind the scenes, we have to have like a subscription to his game site, and we were all set for Thursday, but then we went to do it, and no, we were locked out of all the games. We probably should have checked that beforehand, but obviously Clyde didn't do his job.
Prepping
so,
for a show?
Hey,
that
man.
Sounds
hey,
weird.
Man. One of us was up at 9 a.m.
Yeah, it was both of us, and then I went back to sleep.
Oh, God. All right, so just remember, when we do these games, we can't have that one screen because then I just don't know what the hell to do. So as soon as we can immediately get it off there, let's do that. Should we give away the craft and ride fender?
Yeah, but how do we want to do it? We want to play the game, right?
Now I want to play a game. Yeah, now I'm all teased and, you know, blue balls. I need to go. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to have to be that
way. Skype me right now. I saw people trying to get in. Go ahead and Skype us right now. We will get you in for the craft and ride spectrum magnetic fender. Please be somebody that's going to use it. That's all I ask. Also, don't have already won before. That's all I also ask. Who is that?
We're going to find out.
We're going to find out. All
boom.
Right. Hello, sir. Who are you and where are you from?
I'm Danny Benson. I'm from Owensboro, Kentucky.
Danny Benson. Fantastic, man. Awesome. Well, congratulations. You're going to play for a Craft and Ride Spectrum Magnetic Fender. Now, here's how this works, sir. Okay. If you get this wrong or you lose the game, I rudely hang up on you. It's nothing personal.
All right, I understand.
But I will kick you out of the lounge, and then you can call right back in. But that's not going to happen because you're going to win. So here we go. Can you see the wheel on
yeah.
the screen? Okay,
yeah,
very good. Very good. So let's go ahead and play. Belly, spin that wheel. And what is your first name, sir?
Danny.
Danny, I want you to tell him when to stop.
All right, stop.
Are you hoping for any particular game here?
I mean, I think America would probably be pretty easy, but...
I feel like we had a lot of losers in that game.
Yeah, that was all me. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. We're going to get this instant
screwed.
Winner right away.
No, he's screwed, dude. He's got the tough one. Belly!
Oh, man.
Three card...
Oh, come on, go. Oh.
Three card belly it is!
That was close to an instant winner.
Danny, do you know how this game's about to work?
Yeah, I got to follow the thing around.
Follow the belly.
Yeah, so we'll pull that up here. And what he's going to do, Belly's going to do a lot of work behind the scenes. We have three different cards that you're going to see, and we're looking for Belly. You've got Looch Dog. You've got... belly, and then you've
trust
got.
Just when you hit D, the desktop's up.
Dude, right. I just you gotta get out of there. You can't see anything.
So I'm looking for the one in the middle.
You're looking yes, you're looking for belly in the middle.
You want
okay.
the guy that's showing right now, the one in the middle. How do you see all the cards at once here?
I do.
All right, man. Very good luck. So I'm gonna flip the last card.
Clyde, don't be mean to this guy. He seems nice. Clyde, here we go. Find the belly. Do it for your child in the background.
No, we don't.
Are you ready? Tell us where belly is.
I'm going middle.
Belly, is he good? You got him?
Boom!
We
found
it! We got it! Winner!
That's awesome, man. Congrats.
Oh, there we go. I was so excited for him.
Wow, we're giving away two prizes real quick there.
Well, we needed to. I got to get to Matt Moses. We're giving away a trip here in a minute. So, Danny, congratulations, man. What color fender are you going to get, man?
I don't know. What do you think I should get? I was thinking either blue or black.
Well, what color are your, like, tell us about your board a little bit.
I mean, right now it's just basically pretty much stock, but I have some black sidekicks on it.
Okay. If it's black, you could murder it out, like do all black. You could do, like, I'm actually thinking black and orange is my next move.
I don't know. I don't want to do black. I think I'll do either blue or orange. Maybe we could leave it up to the social media lounge.
Oh, this
guy.
Yeah,
you just get in the social media lounge. You see what they're throwing out there.
All
you
right.
never know.
What color fender should he get from Craft and Ride? A Spectrum Magnetic fender. And then maybe he'll add some float kicks to it. Maybe he'll go get some Craft, some Pro Ride foot pads, whatever it is, some Concage fish bones. Just congratulations, dude. Danny, you're our today's winner.
Thank you.
All right, man. We'll get in touch with you after the game, man. Have a great day.
See you, buddy. That's awesome, man. All right, very good. We've just got winners for days here.
Yeah, all we do is win, 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 no matter what.
I'm tired. These game shows, man.
I used a lot of energy on Thursday,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, and we had booze to help us out.
I used a lot of energy
yesterday. It wasn't a lot, but it was just a little bit of tequila to just make it all go down.
I want to tell, since we're not going to bring it in just yet, I want to tell a little funny story from the day of the event. We didn't even talk about this on the patron only. Let's talk about the grocery store failing.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So we needed some supplies for our live social media lounge. We had a note on our fridge. It had four things on there.
We have like a whiteboard. It's about this big. It's about 8 inches by 5 inches. It's just like just for notes.
What do we have? Cups?
Trash bags.
Trash bags.
AAA batteries.
AAA batteries. And there was something else there. Regardless of what it was.
Soup. That's what it was. Four things.
Four things. Sorry.
What was that?
Gas. Gassed up. Out of the belly.
Oh, I'm cutting that one up for the New Year's special. Oh, man.
I needed to
get cups, trash bags, AAA batteries, and soup. Okay? Four things.
Yep.
It's not soup. We just can't remember the fourth. Yeah. Okay? But when I came back, I swear, man, I really thought I came back with everything. I only had two of the four.
You had like three extra things.
I had more stuff. But I had only picked up two of the four things. I'm sorry.
That's all good. It was just funny because I'm like, so can you get me one of the trash bags so we could start like getting some stuff out of here? And he's just like, I'll be right back.
sorry.
I know that feeling. Last night, I'll give you a story about me last night. Last night, I get back to the house. I realize I leave my cell phone in the car. Cool. So I walk all the way back to where I parked a million miles away in the rain. To get my cell phone.
Wait a minute.
I walk all the way back.
Okay.
Yeah, this is after I came back the other time.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
After that, I realized I left my house keys in my car.
No. So you started from the middle of the story. I woke up to two calls, missed calls from Belly. And I sleep with my phone on completely silent. So don't die in the middle of the night because I won't know it. All right? I will have no emergencies, nothing. I sleep on silent. You can text me all you want. But I woke up. I'm like, two calls from Belly. What's this about? The kid Ubered home. From the bar about 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
Ubered home, left his keys in his car. His house keys in his car that he left at the bar. So he Ubers home, realizes he doesn't have keys, tries to wake me up. That's not going to happen. So he Ubers back to his car, gets his keys, hangs out with some friends at the bar, doesn't have any drinks, just grabs a water, sobers up for a couple hours to the point where, okay, now we're good to go, drives back home, parks his car, walks up to the stairs, goes back down in the rain to go get his cell phone, walks back upstairs, and realizes he forgot said keys.
I still don't have my damn keys!
Dude.
And I wasn't even drunk. Like, oh, God, man. I can't tell you going back.
And you're mad at me for forgetting the trash bags?
Right? That's why I'm like, I got to throw myself under a bus here. Because, man, I'm completely like.
That's terrible.
Obviously, I'm just burnt out.
It's been a long week. It really has, man.
Man.
Wow.
It's just like, I just look up and I just look at
the
keys.
Did you just laugh?
Especially, no, you should have heard me. Well, I guess I laughed because I was talking to myself at that point outside where I was like, wow, you're a real dumbass, Matt. You had to go all the way back to a bar. You sat around for 2 hours to wait to sober up, and then you still...
Yeah, you can't even be like, oh, I was drunk.
Can't even get your keys out of your car to get back home and in the house. So
way to
go. Good job, Matt.
Best.
Good job.
Just everybody has their moments. That's fine.
Here, this is for you, Belly.
I feel like it should get the other one. Give it to him, because, I mean, I've never heard anything like that before. All right, let's get Matt Moses in here if we can. Now, do you have his name on Skype? Are we able to get in touch with him? We didn't do any of that before the show.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Clyde didn't. So let's get him in here. We could do that for sure. So, guys, I don't know if you realize what's happening. This whole one-wheel trip for two thing, it's really exciting. I'll read you some details until we get Matt on here because I'm pretty sure you're going to get excited about it. I know I am. So let me pull this up here if you just indulge me. A one-wheel guided adventure. So the details of the trip are as follows. Starting the summer of 2019, USA Raft Adventure Resort will be offering guided one-wheel tours and rides in the mountains of North Carolina and Tennessee. So Shuttle Van is going to offer support services, snacks, hydration, a chance to rest the legs. You're going to get a standard package with two nights lodging in one of our cabins, rooms, bungalows, and tent camping. And to tell you all about it right now, Matt Moses joins the show. What's up, dude? Do we have him?
No, I'm just calling him.
Oh, man, that was going to be smooth AF. I thought you gave me the thumbs up, dude.
I didn't know if you wanted me to call him before or after the setup.
Give yourself the goddamn fail thing. Give it. I don't usually use GD either. I'm sorry. I'm flustered today. I really am. That not being able to sign in. I was ready to go with those games. We were so locked in.
Right.
So, all right, Matt Moses, call us right now. I'm going to start talking about your stuff. Hang up on that and see if we can just get him to call in. If you know Matt Moses, text him, call him, tell him he is wanted on the show. But I'm telling you, man, this is going to be fun. We're going to give this here in a second. In fact, he's calling in right now. It's great. But you're going to get one-wheel guides, shuttles, five meals, access to epic spots for one-wheeling. After you get there on Friday night, you're going to enjoy a fireside social with some of the other riders that he's going to build into it. So, I believe, do we have him on the line, Clyde? Are we good? All right, let's do this. Matt Moses joins the show. What's up, man?
Whatever button just pushed for some reason hung up on him. Oh, we're Matt Damoning ourselves right now.
Man,
we're the Matt Damons today.
What's happening? Oh God, we're trying to do so much today. It's all right. Do we have him, Matt? What's up, dude?
It's still, I can't tell what it's doing.
Okay, well, you figure out what's going on over there. I'll take this and just give me a thumbs up when we have him on the line. This one's gonna sit with Belly for a while because he's a perfectionist and I know he's trying to hold it together on the screen and it's really it's chapping his ass. Matt, do we have you?
Yes. We did it!
We got him! What's up, Matt? How we doing, buddy?
Hey.
Can you hear us, Matt?
We're doing well. Sorry about the connection issues.
Okay, very good. So, that's okay. What I'm going to do is we're going to hang up on you, and we are going to have Belly ask you to call him.
Yep.
Yeah, so hang up on him. Just tell him, do all that in the behind the scenes. Can you just get him on the phone? And then we'll be able to hear him because he can't. I can't talk to him like that. But what he's doing is super freaking cool, and I can't wait to talk to him about it. I wanted him to be able to get on the show and tell you guys. So if I could do that instead, on Friday you're going to have a social that's going to start on a ride to the property. They're going to gauge skills because they're going to add a couple riders with you. So what you're going to do is you're going to pick the days, and then he's going to get some riders to join that trip along with you. So you pick the days, and then you're going to have a whole group to yourself that you guys can ride against, and or not against, but with. So the first day on Friday night, you're going to have a fireside social with that group. You'll stay in your own place, of course, but they're just going to be on the property with you. And you're going to have a ride to the property so you guys can gauge your skills. You're going to get to know one another and discuss everybody's goals and riding styles for the weekend. And then after this, we're going to load up. We're going to head out in a company van, and we're going to head towards some gorgeous back roads along the North Carolina-Tennessee state line. And these roads offer paved riding along creeks, rivers, and rarely gotten to vehicle traffic, which is pretty neat. You're going to enjoy it. It's really beautiful out there. They're going to provide a lunch picnic at a gorgeous spot that tourists cannot find. And then, boom. And then, you're killing it, though. I see you working back there, and you're killing it, Belly. So after this, you're going to head out in a van to the back roads, and you're going to then spend an afternoon on a combo of paved dirt, and we'll do some double track trails, just a whole lot of stuff. This is us really filibustering and making stuff happen behind the scenes. I believe we have Matt Moses on the line. Matt Moses joins the show. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing? Sorry about the connection, brother.
No problem. Everybody just breathe, take a deep breath, Belly, put on some deodorant, take us out of studio mode, and let's talk about this trip. Dude, this sounds really exciting. What's the motivation behind this?
Well, so like you, Adam, I love spread and soak in the community and watching folks pick up a one wheel and connect with others and get outside and have some fun. Well, there's nothing that makes me happier than seeing that. So we took advantage of my already pretty stout insurance policy for Class 4 whitewater rafting and got our one-wheel lessons and rental program insured 2 years ago. And since then have added a resort lodging property right on the side of the river at the Nolichucky River in Irwin, Tennessee. And USA Raft Adventure Resort is ready to start doing van-supported sag wagon, one-wheel tours on like country roads, dirt roads, single track. And I hate we don't have video right now because I'm at a awesome pump track in Boone, North Carolina. And man, that was going to get everybody drooling to come up here and ride with me.
Boone, North Carolina, I believe, is where that Jake Tuckle My Huckle is from.
He's correct. Right in that area.
Appalachian State? The guy is the wizard. Okay, very good. Bill, you've got something for him.
I was going to say, can I win this trip? Because it sounds awesome.
You could come. So, most weekends and most days, frankly, there's people to one wheel with at our adventure resort. Between staff and visitors, we're just 45 minutes from Asheville and 20 minutes from Johnson City, North Carolina. Or Johnson City, Tennessee, and so I'm fortunate to have a lot of one-wheel bros in the vicinity that come out, spend some time there, spend the night, camp, cabin, raft, paddle, and of course, ride one wheel.
We're talking to Matt Moses, CEO of USA Raft Adventure Resort. You can hit them up at www.usaraft.com. Matt, what can people expect out of this two-day trip? Now, they can pick the dates, right?
That is correct, yeah. What we'll do is, because we wanted to get involved in this event that you're in the One Wheel of Fortune event, we pushed up our schedule, and the soft launch is no longer soft. So I bet once the winner picks dates, I wouldn't be surprised if other regional one-wheelers pick those same dates to come join us, and we have a pretty full van. If not, no worries. But basically, you choose the dates. Bring a person with you, whoever that might be, and we can, if you're flying in or something like that, we can even provide one wheels for you. However, if you're like me, you'll want to bring your own, but we do have them available as well, and that'd be included. So 2 days of riding, broken up into two different sets, picnics in between, dinner by the river when we get back, and you choose the lodging unit that we have. Go for it.
Oh, he can hear. Oh, wow. You can hear us on our muted line. I'm sorry. That's me muted talking to Belly. I didn't realize that went through the phone line.
No, you're good.
I'm sorry for interrupting.
Anyway.
But that,
so you can pick the lodging choice that best suits your options. You know, if it's two dudes that don't want to share a bed, we've got a unit for you. If it's a couple, well, we've got those also. So it's something for everybody.
Is there a mini bar?
Oh, well, you know, there's plenty of bars there.
Okay, very plenty good. There's something to do at night. That's yeah. very good.
Hey, it's moonshine yeah. territory down
that
there.
That is
so
true.
It is.
We bring our own to the campfire, typically, and listen to the river float by.
There you go.
But very there are good. Adult beverages typically involved. Don't have to be.
From the social media available. Lounge, anything going on over there? Do we have anything from them?
Not much. They're talking about Float Life Fest 3.
They're excited. Yeah, because this is the same spot. If you've seen any of the videos from Float Life Fest, this is basically the same area, same type of riding.
Something from the social media lounge saying they met Matt last year at Float Life Fest, and he's the stokiest of dudes.
Oh.
So you're going out to hang out with some of the stokiest of dudes. That's awesome.
Well, right on. So how this all kind of started after the first Float Life Fest, which, to be accurate, Justin Thompson puts on that event, and it is amazing. We are a sponsor. We provide some of the shuttle vehicles and such, but that is Justin's baby. We're proud to be a very small part of it. But after the first year's event, I was fortunate to have the McCoskers, the newlywed McCoskers, Strodog, Guillermo, Cohen, lots of fun one-wheel riders came back to my place. One afternoon, we even paddled. Some of us on paddle boards, some in a raft, and paddled down 3 miles, where my wife, Moss, shout out girl, was waiting with a trailer, loaded up our boat, and we rode our one wheels back.
So this could be you if you're sitting in the social media lounge going, damn, that sounds sweet. Well, guess what? This could be you. So and
that's
make
like the
sure.
last four comments.
What's that, man? Matt, what'd you say?
Oh, I said, absolutely, this could be you, any of you people. And even if you don't win, come on, give us a call. The bro deal is real for people that bring their one wheels out to have a great time at USA Raft Adventure Resort.
Matt Moses, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate you, man, and I'm sure these people are about to. Whoever's going to win, and well, we need the phone line to do it, so I got to let you go. I hope you're able to watch this back because somebody's about to get lucky thanks to you.
Hey, I'm going to enjoy watching, and good luck, everybody. Look forward to seeing everybody at Float Life Fest 3, and I'll contact the lucky winner, and we're gonna plan an amazing 2 days and two nights for you, one wheeling in the mountains.
Boom. All right, Matt Moses,
later.
There he goes. Thanks, buddy. Are we ready to do this, Belly? That's exciting.
Yeah, that trip sounds... I just
call me right now, 571-354-7338. The line is open. Call me right now, 571-354-7338. Are we off? We're good. We're available. 571-354-7338. If you want that trip, it is all yours. 571-354-7338. I'm going to say it one more time. It's 571-354-7338. If you want that trip. You call me right now. We will take care of you. 571-354-7338. Here it comes. I hear somebody getting in there. Somebody wants it. I don't blame you. You're going to get laid. Or you're just going to have a good time to look back on. You might just go by yourself.
All right. I should have someone on hold here.
It doesn't matter. Either way, you're going to have a blast. Caller, who are you? Where are you from? Come on down. There we go. Caller, who are you? Where are you from?
Hey, this is Austin. I'm from Denver.
Wait a minute. Is this Austin Buck?
Oh, yeah.
There he is. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a winner.
Quick to the draw.
Austin, congratulations, man. Are you excited?
Oh, yeah. What about you again?
All right. Austin, turn your radio down, sir. Can you turn your phone down or whatever you're listening on so we can...
Yeah, I'm on speaker.
It's all good. Glad you're listening, man.
Now, I met this dude out in Austin, out in Denver. I rode around when I was riding with Jonathan Stock, who hooked me up with a board, was super really nice, and gave me a place to stay and hang out. I met Austin riding, and we had a lot of fun down at Ruby Ridge? Is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah, Ruby Hills. Good mountain bike course.
Ruby Hills, that's right. Well, congratulations, man. Are you excited about this thing or what?
Oh, yeah. What did I win again? I'm kind of lost here.
Wait a minute. You
doesn't even know what he's calling to win.
Social Media Lounge is going to get mad at you.
He just won the biggest prize.
You got a two-night stay at a one-wheel trip for two in the border of North Carolina and Tennessee mountains.
Oh, wow. I've never been out there. I'd love to get out there. Looks like I'm going now.
I mean, is that something that you're going to be able to use? Because if so, it's yours. But if you're not going to use them, pass them on.
Oh, I'll absolutely use them.
Okay, yeah, absolutely use them. That's
and,
what I want
to
hear.
And like Matt was saying, you don't need to bring your one wheel if you can't use it to fly. If you can't fly with it, he's going to have one wheels at the resort for you so you can get down and have a good old time regardless. So
You win, man. Matt, are you? Who are you gonna bring? Do you have anybody that comes to mind that you might bring on this trip
that you can one wheel with?
I'm thinking most likely my spouse. My girlfriend will probably be coming with me on this one.
Okay,
boom. She's gonna love this news. Then,
no, does she ride?
Yes, she's been riding for about 2 months now, and she's been catching on quickly. She's been riding to work every day. She's got my plus right now, off downtown right now.
Good. So you can get her. Now, this is a reason for you guys to really hop on, get ready to go, and get your skills up for whenever you choose that date. I'm going to put you in touch with Matt Moses to set up your trip for two. But before we do that, I have to ask you, is cereal a soup?
Is what?
What kind of
cereal is a sauce. Milk is a milk sauce.
Cereal is not a soup, according to Austin Buck. It's a sauce?
Hey, I'm in.
No, like the milk. I go by what the milk is. It's a sauce.
I'm asking you about the milk. Is the cereal with the milk together, can you consider that a soup, sir?
No, I like cereal, and I consider it just cereal.
Cereal's its own class.
Cereal's its own class.
It's its own class. Wait, did you say soup's got to be warm? Because I got you there. What about like a gazpacho?
Yeah, but
what is that? I don't know what that is.
That's a cold tomato soup.
That's a cold.
It's disgusting, is what it is, Austin. Let's get him out of here. Thank you, sir. You did great. You won, and we'll send you your prize. We'll get you in touch with Matt Moses.
Awesome. Thanks, Adam. Have a good day.
You too, buddy. Congratulations. That's great. All right. Good. I'm glad he's going to use it. I really am.
Oh, yeah. And he's going to, I bet you, he's got a best surprise for the wife when she comes. I just want a trip today.
I hope she's not watching.
I hope she is.
I know. I was going to say, well, one time, I actually hope she's not watching.
But no, if she's not watching right now, she's going to come home and be like, hey, I just want a trip to North Carolina for whenever we want to set it up. So,
did we do everything that we tried to get to? Congratulations to Austin. That's great. Who are our other winners? I'm all thrown off sorts now.
We had Mandy, Chris Jakes. We had June Kim, Taylor Fairley, Wheel Slip Detective, Aaron Knowles, Tim Tapscott, Ari, Chris Richardson, Copy, Drew Hanna, Neil Baumgartner, Brian Lindenbaum, Carl Marhoffer, Dan Benson, Jake Tuckle My Buckle, and Brian Ressler.
Everybody who won, congratulations. I'm so glad that we went through that because it reminded me I still have one more thing to do as we have 5 minutes to get out of here.
And then we have to remind them how to win the other stuff we still got to give away.
Well, we did. You're going to comment below if you want that Lueno box of stuff for $50. But what I want to tell you is who's going to pass the torch? We have to tell you who's going to give us our weekly one-wheel challenge. It's something that we just started. This is pretty neat. Now, the weekly one-wheel challenge group it's been going on for, I don't know, probably a year now. It's got over 400, it's 450 members now. Now, what we did is when we started this group, I don't know if you guys realize this, but this all stemmed from when I bought my one wheel back in August of 2017. There was on the one wheel, like the Future Motion website, there was actually a list of things, like a scavenger hunt almost, a list of things to do. Like boxes to check off with your one wheel. It was really cool. It was on the Future Motion website when I first bought a one wheel. I remember it was like go through a drive through, like throw away a piece of trash. Like it was just stupid stuff. Ride on an elevator. Just little things. And I was like, well, that's neat. And I went to look for it and I couldn't find it anywhere. So that's actually where the weekly one wheel challenges idea came from. I was like, well, then there should be something. Let's come up with challenges for the people every week and that'd be fun. But two things happened. Number one, I ran out of ideas because I'm one person and Belly wasn't even riding yet. And number two, I kind of got a little insecure. I was like, who the hell am I to tell all these people what to, like, I mean, it's fun, but like, I'm not that great. Like, I'm okay. I'm okay. But there are so many better riders out there. And like, it's not reaching everyone. And I don't want to always be the one to come up with the stuff. So we kind of got away from it. And now we've got a big group of people with nothing happening in it. So we posted this yesterday, and this is exactly what I wanted to show you guys, and then we'll tell you who will light the torch right here. What's up, you guys? It's Luch from The Voice of One Wheel and TTR Studios, hanging out at the top of my practice spot here in Floatville, USA. Listen, guys, we've got a new challenge this week, and it comes from the fact that we saw when we started this group, there was a whole lot of participation because we had, like, all these ideas coming up. We're doing new stuff every week, and I got to be honest with you. I apologize. Like, I ran out of stuff to do, and Belly and I were talking. We want to get some of that momentum back because it was really fun when it was at its height here in the weekly One Wheel Challenges group. So what we're going to do is we're going to ask you guys to play a game with us called Pass the Flame. Pass the Torch. Is that better? That's better. Pass the Torch. So let's do that. Pass the Torch. On Tuesday, tomorrow, Voice of One Wheel at noon Eastern, we're going to announce who's going to light the initial flame and give us our first challenge. And that person will come up with a challenge, and then at the end of it, they'll tell us who next week's challenger will be. And that person will do their challenge next week and then name the following week's challenger and so on and so forth. And just like a wave in a football stadium or a baseball stadium, like, I want to see how long we can make this go and play this chain of who's next week's challenger, right? So tune in tomorrow, The Voice of One Wheel at noon Eastern over on our channel, TTR Studios. We just hit 1,000 subscribers.
All right, well, that's enough of that. We did all that. Yes, we did just hit 1,000 subscribers. Very excited about it. We've already given all the stuff away that that dude's about to tell you about, that Papa Luch guy. I don't know. He was crazy on that night, Thursday night, pushing people out of the way. He fell asleep in one of the segments. Papa Luch. So,
Billy the Cowboy came in and that was awesome. Whipped him into shape.
We got to bring him back in too. So, so what we're going to do, the person who is going to start us off lighting the torch with your first challenge, that is Chris Richardson, TTR Studios, team rider, captain. Get yourself out there on the weekly One Wheel Challenges page over on Facebook. He's going to put together a challenge for you. We'll say by the end of tomorrow. Chris, just throw something out there for us to do. Remember, we're not all riders like you. We cannot do some of the ridiculous things that you do over on your channel, which is One Wheel with three E's. Make sure you check that out.
A challenge is a challenge.
Do it. Bring it on. I'm excited. I want to see what he comes up with. So Chris Richardson, the professor, is your first challenger. He will light the torch, and then he is also, at the end of whatever he does for the challenge, he's going to tell us who next week's challenger will be. So Chris, I challenge you to put out a video in the weekly One Wheel Challenge group telling us what we need to work on, what we need to submit for the week, and also at the end of that video, tell us who next week's challenger will be. So that person has a week to figure out what the hell they're going to do. All right? I thought this through. It's going to be good. We're ready to go, folks. I hope you are too. All right, Billy, we got to go, man.
Yeah, and I'm glad we're getting the challenges back in, and I think the best thing about challenges is to push the limits, do something you haven't done before.
Yeah, they don't have to be
Chris
hard either.
Something,
yeah.
Yeah, they might not. I think they can be hard, because that means people are going to take the initiative to really learn something new, get out there, learn their board, and do something that they never thought they could do before. So push the limits, do the challenges, and have a kick-ass time doing it.
I love it, man. That's absolutely well said, because you get outside your comfort zone. And don't worry, if your video sucks, like if it's just a cell phone video, that doesn't matter. Like, you're not winning because of production quality, right? So don't feel like, oh, well, I can't put together a really cool video. I don't care. Just put your cell phone in a tree somewhere and record yourself doing it. Record yourself trying, and just know that anybody who does that, we probably are going to play your stuff on the show. So I hope you're okay with that, because it is fantastic for everybody to watch and be a part of. It's just more community being community. Belly, I had fun today. I hope you guys all did too. For Clyde and everybody here at TTR Studios, thank you. Support the vendors who made all of that happen. And we will see you guys on the Patrons Only podcast Thursday. Remember to comment below this video with your favorite vendor and why. And we will send you a Craft and Ride Spectrum Magnetic Fender if you win. Congratulations. Remember to register for the pint giveaway that's happening next week. I'm out of music. See you guys.
You've just listened to another production from TTR Studios. If you like what we do here, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to TTR Studios on YouTube. And if you feel like becoming part of what we do here or receiving bonus content and gear, jump on over to patreon.com/TTR Studios LLC and join TTR Nation. And for all of us here at TTR Studios, we'll see you in the social media lounge. Later, folks.